The reading is taken from Hebrews 12, verses 1 to 11. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood. And have you completely forgotten this word of encouragement that addresses you as a father addresses his son? It says, "My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline, and do not lose heart when he rebukes you, because the Lord disciplines the ones he loves, and he chastens everyone he accepts as his son. Endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as his children. For what children are not disciplined by their father? If you're not disciplined, and everyone undergoes discipline, then you are not legitimate, not true sons and daughters at all. Moreover, we have all had human fathers who disciplined us, and we respected them for it. How much more should we submit to the Father of spirits and live? They disciplined us for a little while as they thought best, but God disciplines us for our good, in order that we may share in his holiness. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it."
Good morning, everybody. I just love the Olympics. I know it's not a view shared by everybody, but I think it's probably been difficult not to have felt moved, to have felt challenged, or maybe even to have felt inspired by the Tokyo Olympics that we've recently had. So whether it was Tom Daley's diving or his subsequent knitting skills, the 16-year-old gymnastic twins with their infectious smiles, Jason Kenny becoming Great Britain's all-time top medal-winning Olympiad, or even, I don't know if you saw the Fiji Rugby Sevens team, both before and after their games, they were seen to be singing praise to God. And amazingly, the BBC didn't cut away from them singing praise to God. So I think there's plenty that we can take away from the Tokyo Olympic Games. What were your highlights? Was it the GB swimmers who started it off so well? And then we had the cyclists, the sailors, the gymnasts, the horse riders, and the boxers. Now, if you excuse me, I've even thought of taking up taekwondo. Excuse me. But Karen doesn't approve of the kicks to the head, which is probably just as well since I can't get my leg that high. And also, what I've managed to do is get out my skateboard. Actually, it was the boys' skateboard. And so if any of us would like to have a go at skateboarding, I think we maybe can challenge, was it 13-year-old Sky Brown, who just did amazing things on her skateboard. However, for anybody over the age of 25, I think there is a government health warning for things like this. But maybe we can have a go afterwards. Okay, Ruth? And maybe did you get to read about some of the backstories? There were lots of inspiring, uplifting, tear-jerking stories where individuals and teams had overcome amazing adversity just to get to the Olympic Games. And what about others who had got to the Olympic Games? There was Katarina Johnson-Thompson, Dina Asher-Smith, and Adam Jamili. They were all at the Games, but they got injured, or slightly injured before they went. And we saw them, I think Katarina Johnson-Thompson, and we saw Adam Jamili limping across the finishing line. Really heartbreaking and tear-jerking stuff. But they'd all overcome difficulties and adversity, they had persisted. They hadn't quit when the going was getting tough. They had shown endurance and resilience to keep on keeping on and achieve their goal. And that's our theme for this morning, to keep on keeping on. Closer to home, one evening during lockdown, the men's group, we had a virtual pub tour. And during that, we actually had a discussion about the most challenging physical challenges that we had done. And it was fascinating, even though perhaps not quite the Olympic standard, it was great to hear some of the men sharing some of the challenges that they had had. I think we had the Three Peaks Challenge, we had Ride London, we had people competing at football at quite a high level. Really good examples of where individuals and men from the church had been persistent, they'd been resilient, and they'd kept on keeping on to realise their goal. Now, I wonder what challenges you faced in life, or perhaps you're facing them now. Maybe not physical challenges, but maybe challenges like bringing up children, moving to a new place. Maybe you've got health issues, lost a loved one, you're caring for an elderly relative. Maybe you're struggling at work, you've got difficult family relationships, or maybe you're just too busy. You see, we all face challenges in our lives. So what's the answer to these challenges? Well, if we turn to Hebrews chapter 12, that's the passage that Karen read to us earlier, we see that as Christians, we have a cheering section in heaven. They're encouraging us. And it follows on from the chapter 11 in Hebrews, which talks about the great men and women of faith who have gone before us. You know, and as children of God and as brothers and sisters in Jesus, we're part of a family here on earth, but also in heaven. And hopefully we can be encouraged and inspired as we remember those who have gone before us. Remember those who have finished the race of life and can bear witness to the faithfulness of God. So in the Bible, we have people like Abraham and Joseph and Moses in the Old Testament, and Rahab, and then in the New Testament, there was Mary and Paul and a number of others. Or perhaps more recently for us, maybe those of you who remember Billy Graham can be inspired and challenged by him. Or if we keep with the Olympic theme, I don't know if many of you remember Eric Liddell. Well, hopefully, maybe you don't actually remember him running, but there's been stories about Eric Liddell, and he was made famous, I think, with the film Chariots of Fire as an Olympic athlete. But also, they actually did in the film, they didn't talk about his faithfulness to God when he went and served as a missionary in China. Now, all these people hopefully can help us and encourage us to keep on keeping on. And you may have lots of questions about your own life. Maybe you've got some regrets. Maybe you're wondering why certain things have happened to you. Perhaps at times you're even thinking of giving up your Christian walk, wondering, is it really worth it? Sometimes we struggle with God and the reality of God, and wonder perhaps why he doesn't answer our prayers. At times I think we can all have our doubts. Or perhaps otherwise, maybe you're feeling really excited, in which we can rejoice with you. And a little earlier in Hebrews, we're looking at Hebrews chapter 12, but if we look into chapter 10, verses 24 to 25, it says, "And let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more, as we see the day approaching." Now, I appreciate that it's been difficult for us to meet together, hasn't it, over the last 18 months or so. But hopefully, we can still do life together, here physically or online. We can encourage one another. We can pray for one another. And I think that's why church is so important. That's why it's good that we can meet together like this, or for those of you at home, online. And also we've had other activities with the church, things like the Midweek Fellowship, the Pop-In Cafe, the youth work, the children's work, and our life groups. It's so important that we do meet together to encourage one another, to support one another, to pray for each other, to cry, and to laugh together. But as you said, life can be hard. And the writer of the Hebrews acknowledges that, and he takes up this theme of running the race of life in chapter 12. Let us run with endurance. Let us run with perseverance. I quite like the way the Message translates it. It says, strip down, start running, and never quit. Now, a great picture of endurance, a great picture of perseverance is going for a run. Now, every runner understands that there's normally a point in a race where you feel you can't put one step in front of another. You're absolutely shattered. Maybe for some of us, that's 30 seconds after we've started. But even for the hardened runners, they can still come up against the wall, something about hitting the wall, where they feel they can't go on anymore. I guess it's then that we're encouraged to keep on keeping on. And perhaps some people feel that coming to know Jesus, receiving eternal life, is the end result of their spiritual journey. Knowing Jesus is only the beginning. Now it is a fabulous beginning. But those who do know God personally, we must still be prepared to run this race of life marked out for us and for our entire lifetimes. So he said, life's not easy. Even the great apostle Paul, who seemed to have got things sussed and organized, he had his struggles. He went on a number of different missionary journeys. And on one occasion when he was in a boat, he said this in Acts 27, verse 20. All hope that we would be saved was finally given up. Paul was in a difficult place. They had given up hope of surviving. And you all face storms like Paul. But Paul had strength. He had faith. And he had trust. And he had hope in Jesus. And that helped him to keep on keeping on. Now, I'd absolutely love with all my heart to show you a real gold medal from the Olympics, which I had won. But sadly, they don't give out gold medals for dreaming or for shouting and screaming at the TV from my sofa as the most enthusiastic spectator, even though perhaps that award, I don't know if you saw the Australian swimming coach who just gave it so much when the girl, I think he was training, won her gold medal. But I do have one which maybe looks a little bit similar. And in many respects, we all have already received a gold medal. If we're followers of Jesus, we've already received the free gift of eternal life. And that's by grace. That's not what we've done or anything that we can do ourselves, but it's what Jesus has already done for us. He has won the victory. All we need to do is accept his free gift to us and follow him as our Lord and Saviour. So, in an amazing way, right at the start line, at the very start of our race, if we've come to believe and accept Jesus, we've already received our gold medal before we've actually started the race. And in heaven, they're screaming their support for us right at the beginning of the race. We're told in Luke 15, verse 10, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Now, I hope that's a great encouragement to you. You, each one of you, if you've accepted Jesus, have already received your gold medal, the gift of eternal life. The challenge, however, for us now is to run an effective, rewarding, lifelong race. The challenge is to keep on keeping on, to finish well what we have started. So what do we need to do? Verse 2 in Hebrews 12 calls us to keep our focus on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Since we're heading towards an eternal reward, are we willing to make the appropriate sacrifices and practice the necessary disciplines? Now, discipline is a term and is a word we tend to shy away from. If you're like me, you want to avoid hardships. You want a hassle-free life. You don't really want to be challenged too much. But we do need to be disciplined. And the reason why is so that we can persevere and we can run the race marked out for us. To do that, we need to get rid of anything that will distract us from running the race effectively. So for the athletes that we saw in the Olympics, they had to train hard, they had to eat well, they had to rest appropriately, and perhaps remove things from their lives that would have held them back. Whether it be the extra slice of pizza, the sneaky Big Mac with extra fries, or that long lie-in on the day they should have been training. Now, I'm not sure that for each one of us, there are different weights that perhaps we carry in our lives. Things that will hold us back. Things that cause us to fall and to stumble. Things that slow us down and trip us up. Things that stop us from keeping on in our Christian lives as we should. As you said, maybe it's fear. Maybe it's health worries. Maybe it's money issues, relationships, busyness, wanting to be popular. Maybe just a few of the things that are holding us back and entangling us in this race of faith. But Hebrews encourages us to remain faithful, to keep your eyes on Jesus and run the race marked out for us, to keep on keeping on. Our focus there needs to be on Jesus. He is our perfect example. So am I pressing on? Am I running with perseverance the race marked out for me? Am I growing, becoming more mature day by day, year by year in my Christian life? Am I becoming more like Jesus? Even when it is tough and I feel like giving up, am I keeping on, keeping on? Now, if you're like me, you're painfully aware of your shortcomings. But take heart, God knows you, and he understands, and he loves you so very much. He knows your shortcomings, and he loves you anyway. So don't quit. Keep fighting. Keep on keeping on. I once, foolishly, ran a marathon, and it was hard. It was very hard. And towards the end, I was really struggling. And the last few miles, well, more than the last few miles, were really hard and difficult. But eventually, I crossed the line, and I fell into the arms of two angels. They were, in fact, two burly first aiders who picked me up and gently laid me on a bed so that I could recover. But I had finished the race. And in chapter 11, we see how many great men and women of faith, how they had run the race and finished the race of life. So how did these faithful individuals become victors? How did they find the strength to get up and try just one more time when they faced such difficult situations? Well, they had a faith in a faithful God, and they kept on keeping on. Jesus tells us about the troubles that we'll face in the world. He says, I've told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows. It's a picture of a friend of mine. We climbed a volcano, and it's, I think, probably one of the hardest things we did. I feel fortunate to have still survived. Having done that, we ended up... So my friend normally looks quite well and happy, but he looks fairly exhausted and fairly tired at this point. We ended up sleeping on the halfway up the volcano, and we didn't have a lot of water. We were very unprepared, and it was quite a challenging thing. But here on earth, we do go through trials and struggles. But Jesus says that's actually only the first part of the statement. He then goes on to say, but take heart, because I've overcome the world. Jesus tells us, he's honest enough to tell us, that we will have trouble and trials and sorrows, but also we can know peace in him, because he has overcome the world. And we did end up getting to the top of that volcano. Jesus has succeeded in every way that we have failed. And with Christ in us, we can discover a new capacity through him to get up when we get knocked down and try again and again and again, to keep on keeping on. We can know his perfect peace with us, and we can live our lives to the very full. So what do we have to do? We have to run this race, the race of life, with endurance. And we need to make sure that we keep our focus on Jesus. As I said before, I know a number of you are going through difficult times at the moment. Life is not easy, and it may be a real struggle. And you may be even thinking, is it worth it? Can I carry on? But there is hope. God is still at work. Our God promises to refresh us and give us the strength we need to keep going. I'm sure a number of you know this verse in Isaiah, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Hopefully that's an encouraging verse for us. And so I would encourage you, wherever you are and whatever it is you're doing, to fix your eyes on Jesus. He will help you. He will give you, he promises to give you hope and peace. He will never forsake you. Run the race and remember at the finish what a wonderful welcome awaits you. You will fall not into the arms of two burly first aiders like I did. You will fall into the loving arms of Jesus, who will welcome you home to your eternal home. You may not be an Olympic athlete, but if you accepted and believe in Jesus, you have already received your gold medal. So let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, with our eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Do not grow weary and lose heart. Let us run the race. Let us run with perseverance. Keep on keeping on. Amen.